I'm still here.
Oh, John, I can't help you, John.
I was John in his cab. Now I'm John in his cab with a job in the back.
Oh, he's got a job in the back. Oh, they don't mind. They think they're talking to you, so they won't listen. So John, you've called us about what?
Where's your fare going,
by the way, John? Where's your fare going?
It's going to Paddington Station.
From?
King's Cross.
Oh, we can go home after a job like that. John, what have you got? So, what have you got for us, John?
Well, 30 years driving a cab. Yeah. Three times I've been paid in kind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The first time, I picked up a bloke in Farringdon, went over your way, Bermondsey.
Yeah. He's having a spit, yeah.
When he got out, he gave me this bag.
Yeah.
So he said, here, here's a chicken.
John, don't say anything more about that call. Leave that one there. Move on to the next one. That's a great. That's all I want to know about it. Yeah, there's a chicken.
He's come out the meat market.
You got a chicken. Now, did you press on? Did you eventually accept it?
Yeah, he had no money. He said, all the boys take a chicken.
Did he?
He looked flabbergasted when I didn't want it.
But before or since, though, I dare say no one's offered you a chicken, have they?
No,
exactly. You say all the boys, but you've never had a chicken fare since.
Well, he comes out every morning, I suppose, with a chicken.
Well, I suppose it's not so bad. I mean, what's a chicken go for? For 4.5 quid, I suppose, on a 12 quid fare, you had a rare bone.
These are all happened to me a long time ago.
All right, what's the other one?
Well, I got paid with a page of postage stamps.
Very good. Again, when the fare was taken on, they didn't say, I've got no money, but I had the stamps, did they?
No, it all happens at the other end, then.
Yeah, and how many stamps, when you say a page of, how much, how many?
I can't remember. I was okay out of it if I wanted to post a lot of letters.
This is the days before the internet. Who doesn't? You know, first class stamps. And the third thing you got paid in?
The third thing, I more or less poked my nose in, because the bloke, I took him with a suitcase full of records. He was emigrating.
Ooh.
Selling his old record collection.
Oh, don't know, you're just doing this to tease the old boy here, aren't you? Because this to me is worth more than rare spun gold.
So he opened up his suitcase, and I looked in and I saw some records that I wouldn't buy.
Mm-hmm.
Like Terje Rijpstijl and Eric Burden, Art We Left the Animals.
You're talking 18 quid minimum, Eric Burden, on the MGM label. Fuck, you can't pick them up. Man, I'm alive.
So, I poked my nose in and he gave me half a dozen records. And then he trudged out with his suitcase.
Just half a dozen? You don't drive a very hard bargain, it seems to me. Many's the time I've been in the back of a cab, and I thought, you know, if the fella would take half a dozen tangerines, I've had a result here. And it sounds like you are the fella who would take half a dozen tangerines. I suppose it's better than nothing, isn't it? I suppose it is.
It was a long time ago.
Even so, these days, if somebody offered you a chicken, or some stamps, or six records, would you do it?
Better than
a
kick up the arse.
Well, how about if I offered you a chicken and some stamps, and a record? Well, I think he would. Yeah. He's already pondering that. The fella in the back's been listening to this, and all of a sudden, he's fishing out some old Wrigley's in his pocket. He's got six still a roll and some tunes. Oh, there.